Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, understanding. Wait. Understanding to a community everywhere. My bad.
If you're new to The Positive Truth, we bring that uplifting positive news to fight back the fear, fight back the hate, bring communities and people together. I'm JP, that's Tim. Tim, how are you?
I'm distracted, obviously. My bad. I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm good. What are you distracted by, Tim?
I'm trying to figure out what to do with this piece of candy.
I want you to tell the whole world what kind of nasty candy you're eating on.
I should have never brought this on myself. I am eating a butterscotch piece of candy. I could feel everybody listening going, ew, but I don't know what's going on.
Tim, how long have you liked those?
Dude, I don't know. My mom always used to have these on the table when I was a kid. And, like, that would be, like, the only candy around. So, of course, you know, I'm going to steal one. I'm a kid. Like, and, yeah, I don't know, man. I eat them every now and then, but I'm starting to like them. And it's weird.
This is what happens when you're a new parent. It's just everything's changing, Tim.
Big facts.
You want to tell the whole world also what you're dressing up as for Halloween?
Ha! Team Unicorn.
It's actually, Layla looks adorable. Tim has yet to show a picture of his costume for some reason.
Oh, man. It came in the other day, too, and I was looking at it, and I was just like, yo, this is actually going to turn out pretty cool. I'm excited for it.
Did you try it on?
No, most definitely did not. Edna wants me to, man, but I'm just kind of hesitant. I'm like, we don't have to really go anywhere until Saturday, I think. So Tim, I'll try it on Friday.
Edna is wise and smart. You should listen to her and try it on, especially if it doesn't fit. Yeah, I have backup plans.
Man, we're about to be a family of unicorns. Like, who did this? Like, this is the biggest L I've ever taken on Halloween. Like, I've been some random things, but a unicorn? I'm excited for the pictures and stuff. It's going to be cute because Layla does look adorable. But me, man, I wanted to be a Power Ranger. I can't believe she took this from me. Edna got me, man.
But you get next year.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. And Layla will be able to walk by then, so she'll be able to kick and stuff. We'll be Power Rangers then. We can have this unicorn. I'm cool with that now. I just needed to vent. There we go, JP. I appreciate you, man.
And hopefully that's what this podcast is for everyone that's listening. And now that we're 3 minutes in and we haven't talked about a positive news story, we should probably get to those.
Yeah, man. Well, look, let's talk about mine first real quick. We're going to talk about Stephen King. So if you don't know who he is, he's an author. He wrote all kind of crazy books like It, and I'm sure JP knows them all because he reads way more than I do. And his movies are worth millions of dollars. Like, there's no question about that. And there's a school and a group of students in the school. They wanted to make a film, but they had to ask permission for him to do that. And him being himself, he has a organization called Dollar Babies Program, which sells his unadapted stories to his students and youngsters for a heavily discounted price. And he sold his story for $1.
What?
All they had to do, man, is send him a copy of the movie after they were done with it. And that's it. So it's really cool, man, because he could obviously sell it for, you know, millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, make a quick dime if he wants to. But through this program, it gives young students an opportunity to do something creative. And he wants to do everything he possibly can to help. And I thought that was pretty awesome because it's a story that I can't even remember what it was called. Just After the Sunset. All right, it's called Stationary Bike, but it's going to be a story made after Just After the Sunset, which is like an early book that he wrote when he first started writing that was published. So I thought it was pretty cool that they're still using it and he only sold it for a dollar. Most people are looking for some type of way to make money, you know what I mean? But after a while, I guess, especially if you're somebody like Stephen King, you have enough of it and you start realizing you just want to help out. And I thought it was pretty awesome.
I mean, on top of that, the kids get you test out through creativity for basically free, and they get an opportunity to bring a story to life. That's just something you don't get at a young age. Sampling, getting stuff cleared, intellectual property is not cheap. Him doing this is great for those kids.
Do sabes.
Speaking of being great for the kids, I have an 8-year-old in South Florida. Her name is Taylor Race, and she's proud of her pajama piles in her parents' garage. Most parents aren't proud of having 8-year-olds with pajama piles, but her parents are definitely proud of her. She has given out 119 pajamas basically in the past year. And then what she does is she volunteers for Donate for Kids, which provides, you know, it's just help for the foster care system in Southwest Florida. And whenever she found out, she's like, I really love my PJs. There are kids in foster care that don't have PJs. That's just not okay. So she told her parents, like, I want to donate pajamas. So they've been going around picking them up and donating them for the past 2 years. And I just think it's awesome.
Yeah, man, that is pretty cool. That's super unique. I don't think we've done a story like that before.
Pajamas?
Yeah,
we've definitely done things about cool, positive kids.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about pajamas specifically.
You know, I don't think I can't remember ever having a pair of pajamas, Tim.
Really?
I mean, I probably did. I just can't remember. I was more of a gym short person.
Oh, man. I had all kind of like Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers, SpongeBob. I never had any Flash ones, though. Huh. Anyways.
What's your next positive story, Tim?
Man, I got a scientist cool with the positive truth. Tim edition right now. Some breakthrough technology basically can test for all 307 bacterial infections known to man. Yeah. Currently, we can only test for 19, but once this gets approved, it'll be able to, you know, test for all 307 bacterial infections. It's pretty cool. It's scientists basically, they just developed it. They're trying to get it approved. Once it does, it'll be able to test for everything. It's estimated at impact of antibiotic resistance in the U.S. is about $20 to $35 billion, with an additional $35 billion in lost productivity, according to the U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention. This is basically going to save money. It's going to save people's lives. It's going to be
and it's
going to
make us healthier.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was numbers down here, and I know I don't have them in my head right now that I can't remember, so I'm not even going to try to say them. But it's really, really amazing, the fact that I didn't even know all of this stuff whenever I did read it. I'm going to post an article to our Facebook page if you guys want to check this out. I probably should have left the scientist cool stuff with JP because I'm really, really bad at it, but it's all good.
I was about to say, you're still in my lane with science is cool with the positive truth.
I'm trying to be like you, man.
Tim, I'm trying to be like you, man. You got a lovely family and a wonderful daughter that's adorable. I'm trying to be like you.
I appreciate that.
But we are at the halfway point. I know we're going at a hell of a slow pace today, so we should probably pick it up. But at our halfway point, it's just really relaxed, great day in Oklahoma. I think we're enjoying the weather here. That's probably why we're going so slow. But we like at our halfway point to talk about, you know, things we're grateful for, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. So me and Tim like to talk about one thing we're grateful for. We encourage you to think about one thing you're grateful for as well, and guarantee you'll make your day much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for candy.
Okay.
That's the only thing that's getting me through these days, man. These last few days, the weather's been pretty nice. Like, it's not too cold, not too warm, you know, just chill. And I have, like, a sugar addiction around this time of the year because, obviously, there's candy everywhere, candy commercials and stuff. And I'm just loving it right now.
You know, I've went the past – I haven't had a piece of Halloween candy I can't even remember the last time I've had a piece of Halloween candy around Halloween. That's how isolated I am. When you live by yourself, it's just like, I don't need any of this.
JP, we have to change this.
Why? Candy is not that hot. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm glad you're grateful for candy because I'm not. You know what I'm grateful for, Tim?
What are you grateful for, sir?
This is going to sound weird. I'm grateful for like life hacks or life tips that you find online. Because growing up, like there wasn't cell phones whenever we were kids. And like, anytime you like got in really good with like your friend's family, you would learn something, right? So I remember it was my freshman year of high school, there was a senior and his name was Marcus, and he had 360 waves in his hair. If you don't know what waves are, if you're out there listening, it's basically African American hair. You put a little grease in it, you brush it, it gives this illusion of waves. But it's really hard to get 360 waves, and he was like, man, it's a family trick. But that was how it was everywhere. So like, I had a friend whose mom was just like the best at making potatoes, and she would give like small hints. And then that's how my family was. And now all that's available online. All these little life hacks, these little life tips, they're just available at our fingertips, and I think it's awesome. And it's also it's really good to share a good life hack. Like my friend loves popcorn at the movies, which I think is just, I feel the same way I feel about popcorn, the way I feel about candy. It's just like one piece of popcorn is enough, one piece of candy is enough. If you have more than one, it's just disgusting.
What?
That's just me. Again, I'm weird. It's okay. But I told him, I was like, if you put a straw in the popcorn, you can put it like the butter will go all the way to the bottom. I read a life tip about it, and he was like, what? Butter at the top and at the bottom? He was like super happy, and I was like, I wonder, like, I just think life tips are cool. That's the thing I'm grateful for this week.
Man, that like butter and popcorn thing is amazing.
Yeah, you should try that out, Tim.
No, I'm going to try this out. What do you mean? Like, everybody that's listening is like, yo.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't like popcorn. I'm the one who knows this. Like, you put the straw, like, put five of them in there, and then put the melted butter through the straw, and it goes to the bottom. You know? Tips with JP.
Dude, you don't have to get back up, like, after you eat a certain amount and go re-butter your popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm with this. I am with this, JP. I am grateful for your gratefulness today.
But you know what I am good for? I'm good for farm fresh veggies. And there's a man named Ben Williams in Canada. He's basically the most frugal person I've ever read about. He's 35 years old, and he works at a farm. And the farm he works at, basically it's a vegetable farm. He agrees to live on the farm for free, but he works to basically pay his rent. He's like, I'm a vegetarian. I don't need much. I just want to work around vegetables. But he has a passion of what he calls sharecropping, which is giving away food. So he, besides the money he makes to pay off his rent, he makes about $400, $500 extra dollars a month. So he gets all of the $400 in veggies, and he takes them to Montreal, city in Canada, and puts them, all organic vegetables, out in a park. And he's like, I'm giving them away for free. Who wants it? He does it every single week, and his goal is just, I just want people to, you know, share more, sharecracy. It's the future. We gotta just help out and give each other just one thing. This is what I'm doing to make the world more positive. I think it's awesome. Definitely gonna post this on our Facebook page, which I didn't shout out at the beginning because we were talking about Layla being adorable.
Our famous Layla section.
But yeah, I just think it's awesome, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I couldn't add anything else. I do want to check out this article, though.
All right, so what you got, Tim?
My last story is another science is cool with a positive truth. It's about this totally green machine that uses bio waste to generate clouds for clean wastewater, or for clean water, basically. It wins a $1.75 million prize. I cannot speak English today. But basically, the device was developed by the Sky Source Alliance, and it looks like an ordinary shipping container. But inside the box, a power system sucks in warm air so that it can mingle with the cold air inside, causing condensation to form. The resulting water droplets are then collected into water tank that it can be dispensed through a tap. In order to generate the amount of electricity necessary for the system, the technology can be powered by biomass such as twigs, branches, or dead trees.
Tim's stealing my science is cool with the positive truth again.
Tu sabes, you know, I had two of them. I might as well knock them all out. And basically, man, it's really cool. This has two benefits. Firstly, it helps clear away the disposable of nature debris, which could fuel dangerous wildfires, which we've all seen them on the news if you've paid attention at all. And secondly, using biomass for fuel creates a nutritious kind of charcoal byproduct called biochar, which when mixed with soil, it nourishes crops and plants while simultaneously trapping carbon in the ground rather than allowing it to escape, you know. And yeah, all that good stuff. It's a lot of science, it's a lot of good, it's a lot of positive things for the world. So yeah, take that, world.
Well, I don't have anything near that cool for my last positive news story, but I do have a local philanthropist named Helen Leon. He donated $5 million to Arnold Palmer Hospital in Orlando. Basically, the center is the first of its kind to service a broad range of neurological disorders. And I just think it's awesome. It's a $5 million donation to a hospital that's going to help save people's brains and push neuroscience. Like, how awesome is that, man?
Dude, it doesn't get much awesomer than that.
So that's the positive truth. I know I forgot to talk about it at the beginning because me and Tim are ultra relaxed, or at least I am. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. We promise we'll be more uppity and more, I don't know, more super positive and less laid back, I guess, next episode.
Word.
But like, share, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. Follow us on all our social media pages. Tim, do you have a quote?
Life doesn't give us purpose, we give life purpose. The Flash.
That's one of two Flash quotes. Just want everyone to know. We'll be back on Friday. We're out.
Stay positive.